We are grateful and thankful to God that He sent His Holy Spirit into the world so that we might have the anointing of God that destroys yokes. We're going to bring Byron Cage right back here with Rain on Me here on Sounds of Praise. And actually, we want to paraphrase that and say, be released through me here on this Pentecost Sunday.
Hallelujah. Give Him the glory. Father, we want You to reign in this place tonight. As we talk.
You are King of all kings, Lord above all, God of my grace. You are my song. I'll praise You with my every breath. Glorious God, in You I rest. Great is the mercy of You, oh God. I honor Your presence in this sanctuary. I will exalt and I'll lift Your name high. Allow Your blessings to fall.
You are King of all kings, Lord above all, God of my praise. My soul,
I'll praise You with
my every breath. Glorious God, in You I rest.
Lord, fill this temple with mercy and love. Allow it to flow freely here in my heart. My soul is thirsty for drops from You, Lord. Allow Your blessings to fall on me.
There have been many other Pentecost Sundays in the history of Israel prior to the Pentecost Sunday, when God sent the Spirit into the world like a rushing, mighty wind.
Of a mighty wind, like the rushing of a mighty wind, come and fill our hearts again, just like the rushing of a mighty wind, like the rushing. A mighty wind,
like the rushing of a mighty wind,
Lord, come and fill our hearts again, just like the rushing of a mighty wind, like a river
that has overflowed.
Just like a river that has overflowed, Lord, come and fill
our hearts,
till our hearts once more. Just like a river
that has
overflowed. Oh, and let the people come for miles around as you send your Spirit down just to revive your church, to revive your church again. Come in like the rushing of a mighty wind. How many of you want revival? I know you do. Of a mighty wind, Lord, come and fill
our hearts again,
just like the rushing of a mighty wind. Let us overflow. Fill us up, Lord. Like a river,
like a river that
like river has overflowed, Lord,
come and fill our hearts once more. Like a river that has overflowed,
Lord, I beg you to let it overflow to the Lord tonight, Lord.
Come and fill
our
hearts,
We look and see people saying, Lord, we're tired of the same old, hallelujah, don't skip over our generation and show another generation, but we want to see a move, Lord, we want to see revival, Lord, we want to see a new thing, we want to hear your voice. Sing it again.
It's 6:16 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, the Sunday, June the 4th, Pentecost Sunday edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And our program this year is entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. This is part one of an ongoing series. And on this set, we heard Tremaine Hawkins with Come Holy Spirit and Worship You. Luther Barnes teamed up with Wanda Barnes Morgan and the Redbud Gospel Choir with Spirit Fall Down. Mark Condon and the Sanctuary Choir followed with Rain Down on Us. Byron Cage with Breeze and Rain on Me. And that was so nice, we went back and played Rain on Me twice here on Sounds of Praise. Then we heard from the late Bishop Andre Crouch with Mighty Wind. And we just conclude the set with William McDowell with Come Like a Rushing Wind. Our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. We aren't taking music requests today, but we have a lot of great music that we'd be glad to dedicate to whomever you wish. Just give us a call. We'll be glad to do that. At the same number to call if you have a prayer request or a praise report. Plan to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise sometime around 7:15. Love to be able to praise God with you or pray for you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to that phone as your act of faith. And since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. Plus, I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to join in with me as we bring the various prayer requests and praise reports that we receive before God's throne. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Michael W. Smith, and you are the fire. That's what happened on that Pentecost Sunday. God came like a mighty rushing wind, and like tongues of fire, He sat upon each and every one of the 120 in the upper room and filled them with His presence. Lord, You and Your Spirit are the fire of our lives.
Inside.
And when the Spirit of God comes like fire within us, we are to lift our spirit, human spirit, to that of the Holy Spirit, so that He might have full control and be released in us to do the works in us that we need. God ministers to us so that He can then minister through us by the blessed Holy Spirit. The late Reverend Jesse Dixon and Chicago Community Choir, Lord, I lift my spirit to You.
Thank you.
Sounds of Praise weather update. Sounds of Praise weather update. 55 degrees outside our studio right now. Today, sunshine to start the day, then increasing clouds with some rain developing in the afternoon. A high today, 65 to 70 degrees. Rain will continue at night, heavy at times, with a low 52 to 57 degrees. And on Monday, plenty of clouds and cooler conditions with periods of rain and even a thunderstorm possible. A high on Monday, 58 to 63 degrees. Rain will taper to spotty showers and drizzle at night with a low 51 to 56 degrees. Tuesday, it will be blustery and cool with mostly cloudy skies and a couple of showers crossing the area. A high on Tuesday, 54 to 59 degrees. We can expect clouds and some rain at night with a low 49 to 54 degrees. And on Wednesday, cool weather continues with plenty of clouds and passing shower from time to time. A high on Wednesday, 55 to 60 degrees. It will remain damp at night with spotty showers and drizzle with a low 49 to 54 degrees. That's the Sounds of Praise weather update. If I receive any more information, I'll certainly pass it right along to you. 6:32 at the Sounds of Praise time. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on this Pentecost Sunday, June the 4th, 2017. And our program this year is entitled The Release of the Holy Spirit. GMWA, Women of Worship, the Lord is in His holy temple. NWA, Women of Worship. The Lord is in his holy temple. We're not talking about a building made by hands. We're talking about your body. If you are a believer in Jesus Christ, the release of the Holy Spirit on that Pentecost Sunday, way back then, more than 2,000 years ago, allowed the Spirit of God to willingly enter into every life who yields themselves to the salvation gift of Jesus Christ the Lord. So he abides within each and every one of us to accomplish the works that we need accomplished within our lives, and then to be able to empower us and direct us to accomplish the works through our lives that need to be accomplished in the world today. You can't pray, you can't preach, you can't teach, you can't do anything in the name of Jesus without the Spirit of God working in your behalf. Oh, but people can imitate what the Spirit of God can do, but the lasting results are based upon the fact that we are Spirit-led and Spirit-controlled, because we are the temple of the Holy Ghost. GMWA, National Mass Choir, here on Sounds of Praise and Temple of the Holy Ghost. Now, I know we've read it. I know that we've heard it preached that the Spirit of God rests and abides within us, and yet we don't see His results. That's why these programs are directed at allowing the Spirit of God to accomplish the maximum results that we know that He can accomplish in and through the lives of those who are totally yielded, surrendered absolutely to the control and to the will of Almighty God. That's what the program is all about. We want to see the release of the Spirit in my life, in your life, and in the lives whom we encounter each and every day. May His presence in us bring them to the salvation gift of Almighty God, so He might work powerfully in and through their lives as well. Mary, Mary, team me up with Kiara Kiki Sheard here on Sounds of Praise. Hopefully we'll get the message across that God is in every born-again believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is God in me.
You're listening to The Sound.
We have Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton teaming up with Come As You Are. Yes, you can have God in you if you've never received Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior. God will take up residence in your life when you acknowledge your sin and yield yourself to His control. If you'd like that to take place in your life this day, I invite you to pray this prayer. Repeat these words after me to God and let God do His transforming work within your life. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I thank you for Jesus, who willingly came into the world to live that perfect life that I cannot live, to die that sacrificial death that I could not die, to be raised from death so I might have access to His gift of salvation, who then sent the Holy Spirit on that Pentecost Sunday that dramatically transformed lives and transformed the world. I want that change. I want that transformation to take place in my life this day, recognizing I have no victory in myself. I have no assurance of my future unless I place my faith, my trust, my confidence in you. So I yield myself to you this day, acknowledging my sin and receiving your forgiveness and the indwelling presence of your Holy Spirit who will live in me, guide me, direct me, influence me, instruct me to be the person that you call me to be, is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it, or God will do it, and when you do that, I want to know about it. Because I have some material I'm going to send to you, which free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who've given their life to Jesus Christ here in Sounds of Praise. You can receive by calling me while I'm on the air, and our phone number here in the studio is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. And like I said, we'll send that material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church, although you need to let God direct you as to what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We're not going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. And remember again, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Like I said, please don't put off until tomorrow what you need to do today, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. So as you hear His voice, yield yourself to Him and come just as you are. And if by chance you're not near a phone, you can still receive that material by writing to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B, at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that. But please don't put off until tomorrow or some other day what you need to do today. Tomorrow, some other day, is not promised to anyone.
Never be the same. Never be the same. Come as you are. Come as you are.
pray that you have come, and if so, please give us a call so we can send you some material, help you know what to do now that you're giving your life to Him. Again, our phone number here in the studio, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Or you can write to me at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Massachusetts, 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y-V-B at Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send the material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. But please don't put off for another day or tomorrow or whatever what you need to do right now. Today, if you hear His voice, don't harden your heart. Let today be your day of salvation. Francesca Battistelli coming up next here on Sounds of Praise. And this is Holy Spirit.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is